Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 82. In today's video, we talk about things that I probably should have written down so that I could talk about them off the top of my head.
We talk about my troubles with an ad read. Why the episode was late last week.
Why the episode was delayed. It's pretty funny. Games that have come out this week. A bunch of games have come out this week.
Too many games.
I signed up for soccer, so we may have new soccer stories coming soon.
And there's other stuff. See, this is why I need to write them down.
Because we were doing that, and then we kind of just not do it anymore. Because like one episode, it's like, oh, that kind of worked out. And then like...
I mean, it gets to the point now where like, if you read any of the descriptions for these podcasts recently, they're just going downhill. Because I'm like, brother, I'm
going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember.
When you were gone that week, I had to come up, I think, with the description for Ariosa's, and that was really hard. I was like, I miss just doing the ads. Like,
yeah, coming out with title and description every time, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, title and description is pretty tough.
So,
but this one's pretty easy.
It is.
I feel like the title of this one writes itself.
That's actually going to be the title. This episode's title writes itself.
Oh, okay.
This is the podcast. Thanks for listening to us goobers. Enjoy.
Don't ever call me a goober again.
You're a goofy goober.
No, like don't. We're a bunch of goobers.
Call him a pooper.
That's like what like my 48-year-old aunt calls us. You know, like you
guys enjoy the podcast,
goobers, huh?
You know, bunch like, of goobers.
Don't call me that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome. Weird.
Yeah,
you had like a weird like Matrix glitch.
Well. I was going to say, like, heidi ho, but that's how you start the whole. So, ladies and gentlemen, and then.
Well, on my side, you had like a Matrix glitch. It was like. And then I thought you heard that too. I was like, how did he experience that?
No, that was actually my voice. I just like tripped. I was like,
glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. It was fruit glitch. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to GG Over Easy, episode 82, I believe. I don't know. I've been misnaming the projects. I was like one or two ahead, so I kept throwing myself off. So then I'd do that.
What?
Yeah, and then I'd upload it, and I was like, wait a second. And so when I make the thumbnail, I'd be like, oh my God.
I think we had the best title. I literally don't know what to name this video. That was pretty clickbaity.
With a lamau, just to help.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, that's how it was. I had no idea what to title it. And today's episode, I know exactly how to title it.
I don't actually.
We're just gonna figure it out afterwards. But
I'm joining a soccer league on Monday.
Oh, some football!
Yeah, we're gonna have some soccer stories. Probably, hopefully not. I'm gonna try no red cards this season. No red cards.
Over under on that.
Yeah. You want to do one over under? I will not get a red card this season. It's outdoors, so it's like a little bit more running. Not, so wait. I'm gonna be a little bit more tired.
Where
be,
is this?
Dick's Sporting Goods Field.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, Monday nights if you're available.
Yeah, I'll try and come watch them. Oh yeah, dude, you definitely
that'd be
need
sick. Me. I would love to, dude. You bombing? I would love to send you a ball. Like, go, Christian. That'd be sick.
It'd be embarrassing. Last time I played soccer was
football, not soccer.
Sixth
football.
Grade.
Yeah, football, something. Mate.
Football, mate.
I would have told you the story the last time I played soccer. It was the offsides thing.
Yeah, we got to get you back on the pitch, mate.
And that's what I was like. Speaking of which, you know what? I think someone briefly mentioned it, but what's all this nonsense about this like virtual referee or whatever?
Virtual? Oh, VAR.
Yeah.
VAR. It's just bad for the game. It's just bad for the game. So basically, like, you know how offsides is, right? It's like if you're farther away.
Oh, trust me, I learned. Yeah.
Like if you're, yeah. So, but like it's gotten to the point now where like if you like make a good ball, okay, and it's like pretty close, it's they get it to like where. All right,
where it's like finish finger. Line of like a sprint race,
yeah,
kind of thing.
And it's just like at that point, like, come on, like, yeah. And then but then they also just miss like stupid stuff too, where it's like clearly like a handball or like not a foul or something, but they still give the foul or still give the pen. Like, it's just kind of all over the place. So it's just the idea is supposed to be like kind of like challenge in football.
Oh yeah,
or NA football, I should say. But it doesn't really like soccer doesn't really like work that way. And then like when it's like when you like challenge, like it's almost like how pass interference challenges worked in football. They like never worked. And it was like, okay, like what is like, it was like that basically. So like nothing ever works. Like whenever you're like, oh, that's pass interference. They're like clean. And then when you're like, oh, that's clean. They're like pass interference.
Yeah, like, I don't understand anything.
Yeah. You're like, what is going on? So that's basically kind of like it. That's what the virtual assistant referee is.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah. Sounds that's like what it's stupid.
Because like,
and it's just like a recent kind of thing.
With sports, as much as refs can ruin games, adding that variability to like, because if everyone played by the rules perfectly, like games would be boring, or like NFL wouldn't work. Every team would have to.
I mean, there's like a penalty on every like play.
Yeah, like, if you like really just on like the line alone, they would have to. So it's just a matter of every game is like, what are the refs calling? That's why you like get a feel for it usually, and that's why like some people be upset. Like, yo, they should have called that. They've been calling that all game because they've set a precedent every game.
I think people would be pretty surprised about how knowledgeable and how much you like sports, Mr. Fruit. I feel like most people would assume you don't like sports.
Yeah. Me just video game monkey. Me know nothing.
Well, no, I'm just assuming that like most people would just assume that you're not really into sports and you're super into football. Well, yeah, I football. Just feel like you're really into football and that's kind of.
You're just so powerful.
But you do follow like other stuff. Like,
yeah, I watch stuff and I understand almost every sport. It's just like
UFC.
Like I
talked about.
Did you watch the?
Oh, dude!
That when? Well, first off, the guy that did the shin kick.
Oh, I thought we were talking about that. Oh, that's dude. Like why I can't watch UFC. Just like for that, like pause. Did you see that, Blue?
Oh, it was so sick.
Oh, you like that? Like that's like scarred for you.
It was like watching like a spaghetti. Like it was like watching.
Oh
like a,
no way!
It was
I
like watching like a half cooked spaghetti break. It was tight.
Oh, and you hear it too, bro. It is like a good smack and oh,
dude, those, I love that shit.
For the people I don't know the title, like the name of the fight, whatever UFC, blah blah blah.
I don't either.
It was last weekend.
260.
Yeah, it was last weekend. So April, I don't know if you're watching this like way omega in the past. April 24th, 2021. And in one of the undercard fights. This guy just goes in for a just normal like shin kick.
First 5 seconds of the fight.
Yeah.
Like, this is the literally first contact.
Makes contact with the shin, pulls back. But as you see him pulling back, as a viewer, you're like, oh, something ain't right. Because
yeah.
Something's kind of dangling. And then he doesn't realize until he decides he's going to plant the foot. And then that's when it just goes from bad to worse.
Just imagine it just pushing whoosh. My arm like this down, and then it just go, nope.
Yeah, like bend in half, essentially. And so it looked like, yeah, he broke his shin somewhere. It was like above the ankle.
It looked like everything. Like
just,
it
was... And he just collapsed, and that's when he's like, oh! And everybody's
yeah,
just...
he was kind of like... Like,
yeah, ow.
Like,
oh.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, I can't. That's why I don't watch about, UFC. It's too brutal.
Imagine you did all that training. You've been preparing for this fight, and that's first 5 seconds.
Like, to be the dude that wins is like,
yeah, you're like I guess, like, thanks.
Because I wonder if you get like the money and the royalties that you would normally get for like winning a fight that way. I guess because it is a TKO technically, but. Oh yeah, that was like probably one of the most brutal like injuries I've ever seen. Like,
it was nasty.
It was like Alex Smith kind of, but Alex Smith had like a 280 pound JJ Watt rolling on top of him.
It's a little different.
This guy had just like a kick. Oh,
that reminds me of who was that comedian recently? It was like last year or whatever. I think we might have talked about it on the podcast.
Oh, Tom Segura?
Yeah, Tom Segura. Oh, where he's
hilarious, bro.
Just trying to go for a layup. He's just walking like to the layup. And he just
jumps for the dunk. And then you hear like a big snap or pop. And that's just like his like knee tendon just was like, I'm done.
Like, I literally watched the video and I was like, what part of that? Like, it's
tough for me to watch that stuff,
but like I'm saying, like, I was like, wait, he did what? How did he injure himself doing this? It literally like just looks like a kind of pathetic walk up and like a half jump.
It's
and
a
then,
freak accident,
and then he's just on the ground. I was like, is he faking it? Like, what exactly? But yeah, just freak accident. Everything went wrong.
Goes, oh my god, his arm. And then like his friends are like, oh,
yeah,
no.
They're like, oh Jesus.
I don't know what I would be doing. I don't know what I would do to be put in that situation. I don't think I've ever been around somebody when they're really hurt.
That was my childhood. Like, just all my brothers.
Like, I really can't think of a moment where like, holy shit, I am unqualified to be around this hurt person this quickly.
Remember my younger brother, Ethan, we were playing football in the back and my older brother like punted it and Ethan was going for the catch to return. I guess he just caught it weird. And after the play, he goes, I think I jammed my finger. So let's see. And he puts his hand up, and his pinky is just 90-degree angle.
Ow!
Like, oh! Like, no, I think it's broken.
He started crying?
Yeah. Like, I think it's broken.
Oh, man. So ow. Fun.
Yeah. I've been around. Especially younger. Yeah, we were wrecks. Yeah.
I mean, I guess my little brother, when we were first moving into our house, I must have been like 4. I think he was like 2. Must have been just newly walking. And he was like walking up these like steps, and like 2-year-old, whatever he was, should not be going up these steps. And he just fucking went right on his chin and like cut his chin open. And that was like, I think like we were literally the first time we ever got to the house.
Solid way to start. That's all I can really think about.
And then my friend Christian broke his arm playing soccer, but I was on the bench.
Farouk?
No.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I have one other friend named Christian, and he literally like was going up for a header. Dude took his legs out, and he went to like put his arm down to break his fall, and literally this just went like just snapped. And I'll never forget it. I was on the bench. Only time I was ever on the bench too, because like when you're on the bench in the state cup.
I swear it's the only time.
You can't like walk over there and like check on your boy because they're like, you're on the bench, like you gotta stay, like you're not in the game. Cause I wanted to check on him, like, nope. And so I wasn't able to see, but like I just remember hearing it and then the referee immediately going, somebody call 911. And I went, oh, that's not good. And then like you could literally see Christian like put his arm like this and it was like it was bad.
That's lovely. You know what else is lovely?
What? Rubbing your eyes?
Having the GG Easy podcast on time, unlike last week.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Yeah, you know where this is going now, don't you?
I forgot about this. no.
Well, I don't know if you know about this, so this will be fun. While I'm doing this, Blue, pull up the email chain we have.
Oh, don't worry, I saw.
Okay, yeah, good.
No. I just judged in silence.
Oh, I couldn't. So
did you listen to it, Blue?
Yeah, if you haven't listened to it, that's okay. Yeah. So yes. go into the email. I'll tell you which one it is. Go to that email chain from last week with like the 27 replies or something.
I cannot believe
that. And
talk about this.
Do the one that was sent April 26, 10:39 a.m.
I would just like to state that either of you two could have done this ad.
But, I know. I'm laughing with you, not at you. Don't worry. And then listen to the Dr. Sass too. But when I tell you, because we can get your reactions. So
okay, here we go.
So what happened was we had the episode.
Like really embarrassed, so I'm like, I'm covering my face in shame.
We had the episode ready, but we needed like the ad reach to go along with it. And the company we do, like they don't that help us with the audio, excuse me, podcast. They don't do weekends. So
they
like,
also helped me with my arts and crafts too. Okay, so keep that in mind.
So Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, like that's it. They're clocking out. So you always have to get it before, which is always a problem because we record like late Thursday or Friday morning. Yeah, Friday at 2:30 Pacific Standard
Time. We literally are the worst. Yeah.
So we're cutting this one close too. Hopefully this goes up in time. But last week we had the episode, but we also need the ad reads to go on time. And Rob takes care of those. He does a great job. It's just he didn't see this email, and I didn't either. It was just buried in this whole chain.
Yeah.
Where they like he sent the ad read. They said like something was said wrong.
So the ad read. I said Dr. Sasquatch. So I think the team or the company that we are, which I have their soap. I could literally go and grab. Yeah. It's great soap. It's awesome. It is. I have the very good soap. I have the grapefruit one. It like moisturizes my skin.
Oh, you want the grapefruit one too? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I like the grapefruit. I normally don't like the taste of grapefruit, but the smell is nice.
I went for the black one. I can't remember what it was.
I just finished that.
But it was very earthy.
Yeah, it like it kind of gets in there. Anyway, I thought it was Dr. Sasquatch.
Right.
So the whole ad, I go through and say Dr. Sasquatch. Okay, now you can.
You're right.
You tell it.
And so it's a common mistake because like the company's like playing off of that. It's just that they cut the name in half. And so Rob just said Sasquatch this whole time. So they're like, hey, like everything's great. It's just it's
very common.
Yeah. They're like, they do like this happens a lot. It's not Sasquatch.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's not Sasquatch. You just take it's just Squatch, right? Take the Sass off. Yes. So this is when things get interesting because I forget what I'm doing. And I want to.
I think you're streaming or something.
This is Monday now, like after the weekend, because we saw the email too late. Like again, they're
we saw like Sunday afternoon or Saturday at the point where it's.
So, and I can't post the YouTube video without the correct ad too. That's why like they don't go up separately. But so we're waiting, and I see Rob replying like, "Okay, cool," because I'm getting ready. Like I need to know when to post the episode myself, and I just see in the chain like on my phone. I just kind of see one. In the chain, and it goes
back and forth, yo.
Yeah, what is this? This is like the little I see. Hello, Robbie. I'm so sorry, but it's still mispronounced, and that's all I can see. And I'm like, how do you mispronounce this? And I haven't been paying attention to all what's going on. So,
can I tell like a little side story?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm on the phone with my mom like during these ad reads, like, and I'm getting like the ad reads while I'm on the phone with my mom. And I get the first ad read that says, hey, you're saying Sasquatch. It's not Sasquatch. It's just S-Q-U, that word. And I look at it and I just go, Mom, like, how do you say this? And like, I was like, I can't say it. And I was like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, why would you not be called Dr. Sasquatch? Like, why do you want to be called Dr. Squat? Or I don't even remember how I said it, dude.
Okay, well, here's
even my mom goes, I don't. Then like I thought that was kind of weird, but you can. Do you have it ready?
Well, I have it, but only I'm gonna be able to hear it. What I'm gonna do is I'll play the clip for like audio listeners and everybody.
Okay.
And Blue, I want you to just listen.
Okay, I'll put it in. I'm gonna put it in the chat for in the subscriber chat, and I'll
yeah. You'll know when you hit the mark, Blue. It's like 12 seconds in, maybe.
What was the file called so I can put it in there? For
Dr. Sass 2.
Dr. Sass 2. There it is.
So let me know.
There it is. Chat. It's in subscriber chat if you want to listen to it, Blue.
Okay. Real talk. That soap and body wash you're using, it's awful for you. It's packed with harsh chemicals, synthetic detergents, and it's brutal on your skin. If you're ready to step up your game to some soap that's actually good for your skin and doesn't smell like a middle school locker room, Dr. Squatch is...
There it is. It's even worse than I remember. I had to re-listen to it just to remember.
I don't even remember.
You said, and I quote, Dr. Squatch.
Squatch.
Bro, you're so trash at this.
I'm telling you, that's what I read it. That's what I saw. I sat there and took multiple takes for that. So I sat there to take those takes.
So I'm not dumb, right? Like, you uploaded it, right, Fruit? But then you had to take it down?
No.
No, I hadn't uploaded it yet, no.
Okay, maybe I was like, remember something. So one of my friends was like, did you guys not upload something this week? And I was like, no, we did. We recorded it. Like, I could have sworn I saw it on YouTube. I guess I just had like a dream about it. So then I'm just like, what? Where's GG Easy this week? So
I did tweet out that there was a mishap.
So
we were just doing an ad read for Sasquatch.
Yeah, so it's Sunday. So it's Sunday night, and then I'm just like, huh? Oh well. So then I look at the email chain, and I'm just like, oh.
And dude, like, bless her heart, dude. She's so nice.
Like, yeah, she was like, she had a link of video to him, like, and this it was is Elmo.
It might as well have been like Elmo going, like, this is like how you say Sasquatch. Like, now take the S and A. What do you have now?
So it I'm just like, oh, dying. Poor guy. Well, I didn't. I read all the things. I didn't.
Yeah, you should like. Wow, if you really I didn't listen know to it, that you like. I don't know what's worse, dude.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well. Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG. I don't know if you guys remember the promiscuous girl situation, but remember how we used to sing, outros for Dream Team videos? Yeah. And we used to have to, like, send a separate audio file to Mr. Fruit of said song.
Yeah.
So one time I was streaming Fortnite, get down in Tomato Town. I was getting down.
I think I just wiped
it. Yep, I just wiped it. And I was dragging a file of promiscuous girl to send to Mr.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
My file had like messed up. But when you drag an audio file to, and I had dragged it through OBS, and I guess like my finger slipped or something. So it automatically put it in my sources. And so all the, and like, I don't hear it. Like, I don't hear it, but the chat hears it. And chat is like,
promiscuous girl.
Oh, dude, it's bad. And like, the fact I'm like, I don't know. It was like the first time on stream where like something had happened to me where like it was super embarrassing. And it was like, I got like, I'm embarrassed. You know, you got me and I'm embarrassed. Like, it was the first time I got caught with my pants down, kind of. And it's literally on my YouTube channel. Like, you can literally watch it. And it's literally like, promiscuous girl. And I'm like, what are you guys saying? Like, and then like, I like look and I see my OBS, just like a little
waveform.
Audio. Yeah, just a little like audio kind of thing. And I'm like, and then I look at the thing, it says like promiscuous. I went, oh no. And then like, I literally sit there for like 2 minutes thinking about this. I go, delete the VOD. So I just deleted the VOD, but saved like for the YouTube content. Yeah. But yeah, very embarrassing.
I'm so glad I randomly decided to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because I was genuinely, I was like, mispronounced. Squatch. I wonder how he said it.
Squatch.
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 Do you believe me with dyslexia? Like, I struggle reading and I struggle with sounds.
Well, that's why I was just curious. It's like, how didn't he just go,
and like,
Sasquatch.
You know I'm not doing that on
Sasquatch.
Purpose. You know I'm not sitting
Sasquatch.
There.
Squatch.
Just Sasquatch.
You
Squatch.
Know I'm not sitting there just like,
Squatch.
I'm going to fuck this up.
I'm finna mess around.
I'm just going to do this because it's going to be funny.
The fact you overthought this so much is so rare, too, that
Well, now you guys see the kind of anxiety and stress I have with fucking ad reads.
It's hilarious. Thank you.
But I get better at them.
Yeah. So I thought I'd just share with everybody. We're laughing with you, not at you.
That we
I'm laughing at you.
Okay. I truly endorse every single one of those. I've tried out every single product.
Hashtag.
And the Dr. Squatch is actually great.
We love Squatch.
They got a lot more than what they paid for.
You should just keep mispronouncing it. Yeah. So I just want to share. That's what happened with the episode. It was hilarious. Hopefully this one goes up on time.
That episode will always be known as you should just rename that one. I don't know what to name this one, to the Dr. Squatch episode. And then maybe just like at the end of the episode, just upload that at the end.
The Legend of Squatch.
But yeah, truly like, that's and hilarious. Then like, bless her heart. She's super nice and super cool about it.
But I imagine she's like, what?
Yeah.
What? She like starts listening to it, like.
She's like, okay, let me just hear this one.
Okay, good.
Oh my
wait, what?
Oh my god.
Play that back. Wait, he said it again.
And I know she's like, this is how it's pronounced. It says the thing. And she's like, God, what an idiot. Best regards, Maria.
Best regards.
Hope you're well. XOXO.
Yeah, it's just bad. My bad. So you guys can blame the episode on me. Past 2 weeks, dude. Dog dying ad read episodes. Tough. What's next week?
Well, it's this week, right? Technically.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The night or the afternoon is young. You know, the episode is young. Who knows? But along with that,
I'm glad we could talk about that.
Yeah, I just had to bring that up before I forgot about it. Next up on the docket, though, a couple things. Docket. Yeah. First off, Teamfight Tactics, new set is out.
Very fun. I had a good time.
Which is important to note because if I just go missing for the next like 2-3 weeks, blame Riot.
Have you been playing it still since we played last?
Well, I would have, and then no internet.
Oh, that's right. But I mean, you can LTE it on the mobile.
I played like 2 games.
Okay.
Just doesn't work the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
But. Well, I'd literally woken up that morning. I was starting to take care of some stuff, like the video for the day and everything. And I had to, like, it was the sponsored Apex video, so I was, like, having to make sure everything was good. And then I got on League, and Matt was on. I was playing with Matt. We were talking. And I was like, you know what, Matt? I think I'm just going to act up. You know, I'm just going to ignore all my – I'm going to get the bare minimum done, and then ignore all other responsibilities today except the gym. And I guess CenturyLink heard that and they're like, well, what if you just can't do anything? And we played two games. And the good news, at least, is like we finished the second game. I was like, hold on, like I gotta go to the bathroom. Then I come back and I'm like, what happened to Discord? I'm disconnected.
Yeah, when you see the little thing spinning, like, yeah, connected, that's a scary sign.
And then I look down and I see, sure enough, no internet. So I'm like, oh my. So Claire calls, or no, goes on to the CenturyLink website because you're able to like put in your account number and it'll tell you like, oh, your area's, yeah, your area's having an outage. But they weren't taking any of our account numbers or phone numbers. You're saying like, this account doesn't exist. This account, like, we literally had the bill. We're putting in the number you have on the bill. Like, this is the thing. So instead, I have to call.
Which is just the worst.
Just the worst. So I call. I go through Mr. Roboto and then sitting on hold forever. And I finally get a guy. I'm like, hello, sir. He's like, hi. I'm like, here's the thing. Blah, 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 blah. And as I'm talking, he goes, sir? I'm like, sorry, what? He goes, are you there? I'm like, yes, yes. Are you there? I'm like, I'm not me. Yes. Yes. And he just keeps going, sir? Sir?
At this point, he's like fucking with
me. I'm 100% certain. And then he just hangs up after about 50 seconds. And I'm like, this is like 20 minutes of just sitting. I'm like, are you? This just happened. And then I was like, maybe something wrong with my phone. But then I thought, that can't be the case because like they have the robot you talk to. And he's like, yeah, say this or that. And I'm like, yes. Say, I have any internet issues. So I know my mic's working. So I think the guy just trolled me. So then I got another guy.
Was he saying, sir, while you were like, yeah, it's working.
Yeah. Like, and then I was like, yeah, I'm here. Hello. Can you hear me? Like, yes. Yeah. Yes, I hear. And he just hung up. I was like, wow, he did me like that. So then I called again. And I got through this time. And he was like, yeah, I don't know why you can't log into our website. That never got fixed. And then he's like, okay, let me check. Went on hold for a couple minutes and comes back. He's like, yep, I can confirm you have no internet. Like, okay.
Wow. Thank you, man.
Yeah. I'm like, we're getting somewhere.
I hate you.
Yeah. I was like, yes. When is it going to get fixed? Like, what's the problem?
He goes, okay. If you weren't my bridge to potentially the future, then like.
He's like, let me put you back on hold and ask Grant and figure out what's going on. So then after like another 5 minutes of holding, he comes back like, yep, there's an outage. And they said it'll be fixed by 8:30 p.m. Anywhere from now until 8:30 p.m. And this is like 10 in the morning. I'm like, okay, so like a 10-hour window? Just anywhere in between there? He goes, yeah. Can I help you with anything else? Like, no, whatever.
Yeah, and, do you know the best way to not a boat? Like, what do you mean? Like,
and so turns out, yeah, my internet didn't come back until past 10:30 because by that point I'd gone to sleep. I woke up to it the next day. But yeah, just no internet the entire day.
It's a scary feeling.
It's like a whole different world, dude. And I just wasn't prepared for it. Like, I don't need it, but like all my plans were required internet that day.
I need internet.
Well, it's not like, just go on a hike. It was cold. It's like, oh, it's like a pandemic still. Like, there's only so much. Yeah, today is nice. But there's only so much I could do. So I just did a whole bunch of like chores and stuff. It's like, I don't want to do this, but I got nothing better to do.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah. So I lived in the Stone Age for a little while. But yeah, point being, new TFT. I always grind it really hard. I go real ham on new sets in ranked. So
is the rank having the new set yet or no? Or is it still like...
What do you mean?
Like, is the new set on ranked yet? Or is it still like... Okay.
Well, I mean, day one, it's immediately ranked.
Okay, that's cool.
I've done 4 of my placements. So I have to play some more. But yeah, I'll be distracted with that. Then there was also the release of the Scavengers early access beta. Rob and I played. And I feel terrible because we set up plans. And like early on, I was like, okay, I got like codes Monday or something. And we did a play test and I did a video on it a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And
I thought I thought it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Apparently,
Rob was like 6 months. Yeah, Rob was like, what was that? Like September 2019? I'm like, it was December 2020. It was literally like 4 months, 5 months ago. Rob's like, wow, yeah, okay. Yeah,
that one on me.
But it got me really excited on it, so I was looking forward to it. And so I was like, okay, I've got these codes. Let's just set up. Like, hey, we'll play this time. Who wants to play? Shark's like, yeah, I'll do it. Rob's like, yeah. Ohm's like, I want in. I'm like, great. Okay. We got our squad. Well, then we boot up the game that morning. It comes out. And that's when I realize it's trios.
Well, we're it's on stream. And
yeah, like we're ready. It's time set. To play. Shark woke up early for this. And
that
I'm
never
like,
happens.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh my God. It's trios.
Yeah, I go, are we sure this, like, my chat goes, because I'm telling, like, yeah, we're going to be playing with Mr. Fruit, Ohm, Shark, and myself. And then my chat goes, isn't this game threes? I go, yeah.
That's, I think you said that. It's like, I think the thing is trios. I was like, no, that can't. Oh my God, it's trios. So I, like, had to apologize to Shark, like, Shark, go back to bed. Like, it's fine. Like, hurry before you're, like, too awake. And so the problem came from, because I remembered when we did the playtest, it was me, Rob, and Arios, but we had a dev who was like with us. And so he was like spectating us the whole time, talking with us. So I didn't watch the video. I just thought like, oh yeah, there's four of us. Yeah. So it's fours. And that's when I realized, no, the dev just watched us. And I felt
it reminds me of like what
full
we did
Papega.
With the division at like E3, I think, with Nkooch, like,
oh yeah,
5 years ago.
Yeah, it can't be four people. It's like,
yeah,
sorry, man.
That was bad. Yeah, we were like, go back to sleep. Good thing it wasn't like what you originally planned. I think you originally planned it
to
be like 7 a.m. Sharks time.
Yeah.
And even the day before, he was like, yeah, I'll be there. Fuck yeah. Like, because like, I remember you're like, you were like, I'd love to do this at like 8 a.m. And then Shark's like, all right, I'm in. And I was like, 7 a.m. your time, Shark? Like, okay.
And he was like, YOLO. I was like, wow. But then it turns out I had a DMV thing anyway that I forgot about.
How'd the DMV go? Pretty smooth?
Yeah, actually. Well, yeah. I won't say too much because I don't know if I'll get in trouble. But there was a very nice lady that got me out of expensive fee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't share. But yeah, very nice lady who helped you out. Thanks, lady.
She was just looking out for me. Anyway.
Kind of uncommon from the DMV.
Yeah, like she didn't have to do it, and she was just like telling me. I was like, oh wow, okay, thank you.
The DMV is a very soul sucking place.
Yeah, it really is. But the Scavengers, the game itself, we played it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's okay. Yeah, like I felt like the playtest, I had more fun, and maybe that was only because we got to play like two games, and so I didn't get to quite fully flesh it out. And on top of that, when we played, everything was unlocked, whereas in the full game, you have like the slow progression where you have to like research things, and it feels very mobile game like.
Oh, 100%. That's what I felt like. It was very gotcha. Like, if you want to speed it up, it's going to cost you
some. You have like, you gain X amount of energy every like 5 minutes, and you need that to spend to purchase. Oh, you're you're researching this? It'll take 3 hours, like three real hours.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. And you can only research like one thing at a time at the beginning. So, and there's like five tiers or something. So when we put that the playtest, we had all access to all this stuff. But then when you don't.
Yes. And then like they expect you to like, so you get like thermal paste and say you want to upgrade to like tier three. So you can start doing tier three stuff. So you got to upgrade tier two. And then when you finally get to upgrade tier two, it takes like 10 hours or something like that.
There's a whole bunch of resources I'd never seen.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay. Like, and then at that point, you're not even playing to progress in the game anymore. You're kind of just playing the game for these materials that, like, you don't even know that if you get. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's just that part was, it's just a questionable decision, I guess, because it is free to play. Then the game itself, though, was much slower than I remember. And as far as, like, movement and shooting, it is shooting and movement. Like, it's kind of feels sluggish. It's very okay.
Yeah, it like felt
it,
like
it doesn't like with how many BRs we have right now, it just felt like it didn't do enough to.
It felt like the Division kind of in terms of like movement and like shooting and stuff like that.
Except not quite as crisp as Division, I would say.
Well, and then like the classes too. Like one dude just has like a sniper that like to make, and then that's the only way you get a sniper. Like
I just played him because we kept getting destroyed by people with snipers because I've got like a compound weak little bow with no sight or like one times.
Yeah, mine's like a slug shotgun.
Yeah, a little SMG, and then I'm just getting beamed by like two headshots by people with sniper rifles halfway down. I was like, I can't even find sniper rifles, and it turns out this one class has a sniper rifle.
So you just scavenge to the point where you just create that sniper.
Yeah, because you can like craft in game. So yeah, it was all right. It's just like one, like we won, I think like twice, and it was the least celebratory. Like it was just the game's just kind of over.
Yeah,
like, it you was place like, first. Like oh,
you fly away. We're gonna show you a bunch of stuff and numbers, and then a bunch of goo and leaves and pine cones that you found.
It just wasn't where like noteworthy at all. You're just like, oh, okay, that's
yeah. I felt like I was playing like a mobile BR game on Steam on my PC.
Yeah, kinda. It was strange. So I was more excited about it, and then we played it, and then I was like, okay, I'll just be playing TFT. See, I don't know if I'll go back. Maybe some updates, but like I just had really high hopes because this was.
It was fun on the playtest. Like that's why I was willing to try it and play it again.
And this was the game from the creator, like a lot of X343 and Bungie people that worked on Halos. They like came together and made this video game company a couple years ago. And so this is what they've been working on. And it just was very whelming. Like it just doesn't set itself apart really at all.
Not at all.
So that was a bit of a bummer. However, today as we're recording this podcast, Returnal and new Pokemon Snap have released.
I haven't seen anything on Snap. Have you guys played it?
I'm going to play the shit out of that game.
Are you streaming it, Blue? I'd love to watch you stream it.
I'm absolutely streaming Pokemon.
Yeah, I want to see you frame the perfect shot. Or like when you're at the end, like pick your best one. You're like, okay.
I think you're the only streamer, Blue, I would watch for spoilers, like even before playing it. Because I haven't been watching anybody specifically to like kind of avoid spoilers. But a Blue West little playthrough, I'm all about.
I figured Mr. Fruit was going to be big on the Snap train, no?
Yeah, I'm big on the Snap train. I'll just be honest. I was bigger on the Returnal train.
Yeah, that's like, what shocked me.
You betrayed me.
I mean, I'm still hyped for Pokemon Snap, and I'll play it. But I was more excited for Returnal. I don't know.
Pokemon Snap might be a top 5 N64 game for sure.
100%.
Just like on not like gameplay wise or anything, like it's truly not that like
it's literally a game on rails, like
yeah, but like nostalgia wise and how it makes me feel like as a kid and a gamer, love it, all about it.
I can like literally picture myself playing it, like picture all the places in the game from it, the Mew level,
yeah, all that good stuff. Love the I love when you like you do all the things in that cave level, like where Articuno is, to get like Pikachu like on the balloons or something.
That there's was like, all the little, yeah, all the little Easter eggs. So it'd be interesting then, like, to find those.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why like, I don't want to like watch other playthroughs and stuff, so I can like kind of try and experience that. But it looks really cool. But then I'm so out of the Pokemon game. Like, how many of these Pokemon am I truly going to know? Like, you guys will know every single one. Like, oh, there's Pinecone and Shoo. Like, I don't know those Pineco. Ones.
Yeah, please. Also, that was Johto, so you can't even say, like, that was. But point being,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just, like, OG. Now there's so many Pokemon, I have no idea.
Point being is, I'll play it next week. Probably when I'm done with Returnal. I don't know. I just wanted to get to Returnal first. But it just, like, this sucks. Like I was talking about, like, past couple months, what the fudge have we had? And now, nothing. They're like, hey, what if we drop everything this week? Because I also thought Apex was, maybe, I don't know. Because it's different. But I thought this Apex season, I got it mixed up, was also this Wednesday. I was like, good Lord, how am I going to play anything? Thankfully, that's May 4th, so that's next Wednesday.
Yeah.
But that's just it. It's like, Returnal, Pokemon Snap. I tried the scavengers and whatever. We moved on. But
Mario
TFT.
Party Online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mario Party Online being dropped out of nowhere.
Oh, my God. I said that. We still need to do that.
Yeah.
I literally downloaded it yesterday.
They just tweaked at it like, yeah.
Dude, they dropped so much shit in such a short amount of time. Where am I going to get the time to do all this?
Like, what a weird time to do that, too. Like, I wish you could see, like, the sales of Mario Party because I bought it. As soon as they said online play was a thing,
right.
Like, I bought it.
Well, that's
it to Nintendo to 2 years later be like, by the way, here's the game you paid for.
seriously, right? Like, we talked about that. It's like, it was just so disappointing. It's like, why do you not have online board game mode? Like, that's the game. Instead, they had like the online weird mini game roulette thing. And it just wasn't the same. So this is fun. It's 2v2. I wish they would also just go like, you know, the old school, like 1v1v1v1. It seemed like it was only 2v2. I could be wrong.
No, I think it's like the full board.
No, it's four. It's four player online. You can play the full board game.
No, I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. But I think you can only like play as a team against other team. Like, I don't know if they have the free for all 1-1-1-1.
I think it's free for all.
No, it's four player. No, the 2v2 is different.
Yeah, okay. I'm like 95% sure.
Oh. I'm like 95. Yeah. Oh god, this people in the comments are gonna be like, oh man, really?
Yeah.
No, big excited it is. I'm almost. I watched like Bless and.
I guess I just watching the video. It just made it. They just made it seem like that. I guess
Fruit is so jaded. He's like, no, don't expect shit. Don't expect shit.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, the mini games in are okay. Like this, the mini games are still aren't that great, and I wonder what latency is like.
That's Nintendo. So
we all
garbage.
We all know Nintendo is ass.
Just so sad. Just fix.
But yeah, that's out now.
I'm
Fortnite.
Excited.
Yeah, we like to get down.
What about Fortnite?
That's always out. You
oh
know?
Right, that's always
there. To bang. Go back
actually,
to.
They did release Batman. I mean, I'm finna act up and just. Go back in, buy Batman, and never play again. Just like I did with
Kratos. Is like,
yeah, Kratos and Master
me.
Chief.
Fortnite
yeah.
is like becoming like the video game Ready Player One.
It really is. And, well, they also got Epic Games themselves recently got that like $2 billion funding or whatever for their metaverse or whatever, which is supposed to be, you said Ready Player One, that's what it reminded me of. It's supposed to be like the next online giant social VR interactive, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people have been trying to do it, and they just got a
so
giant
far
investment.
Away from that. Like, we're still like, I think 50. We'll be on the out. You know, we'll be on the out.
We'll be croaking by the time that's.
I got
that's
like,
going.
You know how you have like streamers like what's the word? She's like in a full 3D mocap. Like she can like walk.
Oh
around.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Code Miko, I think it is.
Yeah.
Like that. I think like one day in streaming, like you'll be able to put a VR headset and be like able to like watch your streamer in their like streaming room and shit, and like the game they're watching and shit, like that. So like, and it'll be nice ass quality at some point.
One day,
and then you guys can all clip this when I'm like 60, and you guys can like,
Robert, look, you were right. What?
I remember that. What's my howl lap now? $2. I should have sold.
Yeah, hold.
Hold to the moon. They're like, that's great, Grandpa.
So yeah, we had Pokemon Snap and Returnal. We haven't played Pokemon Snap yet, but I have at this point put about 7 hours into Returnal this morning. And it's sick. It's dope. I'm telling you, the most next-gen thing about the PS5 is the controller. Like, the haptic feedback
when
play
this
game.
Are you talking about, like, the triggers
and stuff like that? That, as well as the, like, 3D rumbling they have and the sound and everything. Like, with the controller.
Yeah. I'll show it off for you.
Oh, yeah. So, on the first, like, biome you play on, whatever, it's snowing. And so your controller will vibrate like it feels like rain dropping on something, and then
like,
it'll be,
so I'm holding it like this, like it's like back here, like
yeah, just all over the place, like it feels like literally like rain droplets, and then coming out of the speaker a little bit, the thing, you hear like the faint rain noise, or like you're shooting your gun, like the way they have your gun have your primary mode and your alternate fire mode, and the way they do it is they use the haptic trigger. So it stops halfway, and that's just your normal fire. But then if you hold down, like if you press past that, you're in alternate fire mode. So it makes it super easy to know like what you're doing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the controller.
Did it feel as hard as it did in Call of Duty? I turned that trigger stuff off from Call of Duty because like it was literally getting to the point where like it's kind of hard to push down on this trigger.
Yeah,
like
it's not that bad, and it might also be because your alternate fire mode isn't something you're doing all the time. It's more like a once every time the ability is up, because it's like an ability kind of thing. But yeah, I was just excited because I'm a fiend for roguelike and roguelites. And this is really like the first true AAA roguelike we've gotten. So I was like, I'm hyped. And Sony first parties are always pretty bangers.
They're bangers.
They slap. So I was like, okay, let's do this. And so far it slaps. It's dope.
How's Jake Reagan's character design? Or artist, I guess.
Great. It was fantastic.
Polygons look great.
So many polygons, dude. The way it works so far is, I'll say it with no spoilers practically, is it's roguelite, not roguelike, but people just so often say both. But roguelike means when you die, you restart, and it is the exact same, you're in the exact same like power spot as you were before. The only thing that's changed is your knowledge. Roguelites would be if you die, but you make some progress. Like, oh, well, you've unlocked this for a further run, or you now have, 5% increase, but like you can invest in stuff. That's a roguelite. So it's a roguelite. And after two failed runs, I think, on my third run, I just went through and beat it, which I did not plan to. But for a roguelite, it's also a pretty long run. Like, the run took, I want to say, like, three and a half hours. To be fair, I also did everything. Like, they have, like, side rooms you don't have to go mm-hmm. through. Of course, I went to every single one.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, yeah. So, I took about, like, the scenic route, essentially. But that's where I ended it. But it was interesting because I was like, okay, well, I beat it. But where's it going to go from here? Because, like, I also didn't anticipate just beating it that fast, quote unquote. But turns out, since it's all about replayability and stuff, the interesting thing is the story doesn't end there. Apparently, there's three acts. And that was essentially act one. And for people that aren't as familiar with the genre, which I imagine a lot of people will be, a lot of people probably, like, if you've never played a roguelite at first or roguelike, when you play them, if you don't know what you're getting yourself into, it can be a little frustrating. You're like, wait, what? I don't understand this. So once they get past that and get better at it, I'm thinking they also planned on most people, it taking them a more chunk of a time to get past like the first act and move forward. And it seems really promising. Plays really fun. The gun plays really fun. All the upgrades. I'm just having a good time with it. It's the first single player game that I've really sunk my teeth into since Ghost of Tsushima, I think.
I'll let Jake know you're having fun.
Yeah, tell him great job on whatever he modeled.
Yeah, whatever character artist is.
Well, I mean, characters, but.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But they great looking characters, yeah. Great, he did great.
He did great.
But yeah, so I'm thoroughly happy with Returnal. I'll get through that, and then I'll go to Pokemon Snap, and we'll see what I think. But the problem is, how am I going to juggle all that? Grinding TFT, Pokemon Snap, and then Apex Legacy on Wednesday. I don't know.
You got to... Monday will be for Pokemon, and then Tuesdays for TFT.
Yeah, but I got two more acts in Returnal, too. Yeah. And
decisions.
I try not to stream on weekends, plus I have my league tournament.
Oh, so, yeah, that's going to be sick.
Yeah,
is that this weekend?
Yeah. It'll be ironic since this last week is I haven't played any league.
Oh, no.
So we'll all be a little rusty. Cold? Yeah, we're all going to be going in cold.
Oh, they're going to ban your one tricks and you guys are fucked.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. I'm a little flexible, but...
None of them were one tricks, right? The team you're going against?
Oh, I mean, it could be. I have no idea.
Oh, why?
You don't find out until you, like...
Oh,
so,
I see.
You don't lock in until, like, 5:30 our time, Mountain Standard. And then once you do, it'll match you with
and
other people.
That's what it shows you.
And then it'll be like, okay, you have 5 minutes to look over their stats and their champs and everything. Then you move to pick ban, and then you play the game. So I have no idea what we're up against until right before the match. But the problem is, one tricks, it's very glaring. You'll immediately know, like, oh, okay, yeah, this guy's a one trick. And I've kind of been trying to fudge my stuff by playing junglers I do well with, but I don't like to play. So that'll be in my recent history. So then maybe they'll just, if they even bother to ban jungle, which I don't think they will, maybe they'll just ban one of those and I'll be like, wasted
ban. They're not going to ban any of your jungles. They'll probably just focus on.
Yeah, my mid and top are boned. Tell you that much. Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to that. So,
is there anything we wanted to touch on before we moved on to Patreon questions?
Demon Slayer. I haven't watched it.
I have it. I have Shark's Link. I mean, my ticket right here.
Your ticket?
Yeah.
Your ticket?
Yeah. Blue, do you have your ticket?
Yeah.
Let me hand you your ticket. I got Blue's ticket.
Pretty minimal interest in this movie, to be honest. So.
Rude. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'd mentioned how I was going to see it in theaters, and I did after we recorded the last podcast. And it was a banger. It was so good.
I have the link. Oh, ticket right here.
We saw it. The nice thing was like our whole row was empty. I did forget how hot as balls theaters can get though, dude. I just swamp
get
butt,
out,
man.
Dude. See, swamp you forgot butt. The comfort of your own theater.
Seriously. Well, I was sitting in these seats and they even kind of reclined. I was like,
see?
These aren't as good. Like they didn't even fully recline. Like, but they did have this cool
sucks about this place.
Dolby Atmos like shaking thing, which is kind of what I have in my theater. Mm-hmm. I don't know what
you
want.
What, you see what the
but it was a giant screen there. And the surround sound, everything was sick. It sounded great. But yeah, the movie was so good. Yeah. And I was like, I haven't watched like Demon Slayer in a little while. Like maybe I just like it'll not hit the same. No, after like 20 minutes, I'm like, yep, I'm back. I remember. And it was so good. And it's interesting because this covers the second arc, the whole second arc of Demon Slayer. And
it's interesting.
And apparently,
I feel like anime movies are mostly like what you see with My Hero, where they're kind of
or
like,
Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like it's non canon.
Like
yeah. But this is literally like, you're going to, like, if you're like, hey, watch the series, it would be, hey, watch season one.
Watch the movie.
Watch season three or whatever. Because apparently somebody told me there's only going to be one more season. But that seems pretty strange.
Isn't there a ton of manga?
Well, I've heard. Like, I mean, it's over. The manga's done with. But I've heard different things. Someone says there's one arc. Some people say there's three arcs. I think there's three arcs. So we should have more coming. But yeah, I'll be sad if it's only one more.
Damn, the manga is already over? I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, it's for most...
surprisingly short manga from what I've read.
For most shows, too, like...
which is probably good.
Yeah.
The manga... usually the manga of shows will be like 6-7 years printed. The first thing printed before like a show even happens. So it depends on how long it is. So sometimes it'll catch up with it. Kind of like Attack on Titan. But... yeah, just wanted to double back on that.
I got my ticket right here. All right, let me pull up my phone for the questions. Thank you all to all the stands that support the Patreon.
I really hope all goes here.
Let me pull up Q&A. Okay. Sloss asks, friends, do you dip your french fries in ketchup or cover them in ketchup?
Dip.
Oh, you got to dip.
Yeah, dip. If you like cover them,
they get soggy.
Get, like, yeah, well, not only that, but like you get like ketchup on your. Like, you gotta like go for like like that. Like, yeah. Nah.
They get soggy. They get messy.
I'm not like covering it is like Neanderthal shit. We've evolved, dude. You can't be doing that. Yeah. You gotta dip it.
My
internet's
back. I'm not in the Stone Age anymore. That was the way in the Stone Age, dude. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Yeah.
And then Not Boo Wheatloaf says, or do you use a better sauce? I mean, I'm assuming better sauce to dip your fries in than ketchup.
The only time I change it up is Chick-fil-A and I'll go Polynesian. But otherwise, like French fries, pretty much anywhere else, ketchup.
It's always ketchup for me with fries. Always ketchup.
It's like a restaurant near me has like this special kind of fry sauce. Like I know Freddy's has like a fry sauce.
No,
like I like fry sauce from Freddy's.
Keep going.
Like I know Good Times has like this
Good Times sauce. Whatever.
Yeah. yeah, that's good. Like, I like dipping that in those.
Oh, dude, fries and sweet and sour sauce is kind of different, though, shit.
Yeah, sweet and sour sauce. But with McDonald's fries, it's normally nothing. Oh, I don't dip those in.
I guess what I lie. I'll dip, like, McDonald's fries in sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Cane's, I'll dip them in cane sauce. And then Chick-fil-A Polynesian. But yeah, there's only those like three specific ones, I think. But otherwise, if I'm making fries, if I'm getting fries anywhere else, ketchup.
Riles asks, favorite day and exercise from your workout splits? I'm a leg guy. I strictly Peloton. I'm just Pelotoning for now.
I Peloton.
I heard of it. Low impact.
It's nice on the joints.
Low impact. EDM.
My instructor Alex kicks my ass.
my personal trainer Alex. We know each other. Peloton.
He kicks my fucking ass. He does.
I'd like to try and be like a woke bro and be like, dude, yeah, leg day. It's still, I don't care what anyone says, it's still my least favorite. I've never skipped a leg day. It's just there's a reason leg day is so hard. It hits your entire central nervous system. So I'm just wiped doing leg day. And so those are just always harder to get through. And so I feel more defeated because, like, sometimes I can't finish like halfway through the exercise or it's workout.
Okay. It's problem like neither one where you squat not in the rack.
Oh, yeah. But it's like you have to push through leg day. And so, like, mentally,
that's the only way you get better with like leg days is like you have to really almost want to die.
But my favorite would probably be like chest day.
Not
pretty
Pelo
basic,
day,
but
with Blue and I, you don't like to Pelo with Blue.
Well, I throw Peloton in there every now and then.
I'm part of the cult, man. I've had it for a month now, and I've done four to five classes every week. So we're getting back into the swing of things. Sky asks, Blue, do you know any sites where I can join groups for Final Fantasy 14? I wanted to play because I've played Elder Scrolls Online since launch and wanted to try something different, but I don't know anyone who has it / willing to play it. Also, have you guys heard of the thread that blew up recently on Nagatoro? The show got a lot of hate on Twitter, but a certain thread got a lot of publicity. Here's the link if you want to check it out. I suggest not showing it, but just to view it.
I've never even heard of it. I'll look at it.
Never heard of that. As far as Final Fantasy, I would highly recommend Discords. Like, there's like LFG Discords, like looking for statics, Centurio Hunts. Okay, hold on. Let me read them out. Centurio Hunts. There's server Discords for like Exodus, for Primal, for Famfrit. You know, there's some good stuff there. There's recruiter Discords, very popular one. We have Final Fantasy 14 recruiter Savage and Transcendent Discord. Highly recommend you look up the recruiter Discord. And otherwise, there's always Party Finder. Make sure you don't ignore that Party Finder. Other people looking for stuff to do right with you. The other thing, I have no clue what that is.
Yeah, do you have an update for us, Mr. Fruit?
I don't know. I'm trying to look through like recent news, but a lot of it's just like, this episode streaming, blah 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 blah. So I don't know what exactly the
controversy. Okay, we'll look at it later. Johnny Krumer asks, not to get political or anything, but who would win in a fight, Goku or Superman?
Goku.
Okay, I heard this. I heard this whole thing. Well, I feel like Goku at this point would shred Superman.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Goku Ultra Instinct, Goku's like just built to be OP. Like he's literally God mode.
Like, but like base Goku when he just hits like the at the end of original Dragon Ball, I put Superman.
Yeah, for sure. Like, okay, if we're talking, but Goku, okay, is there base levels for Superman or is Superman just like
Superman just OP in general?
Like, does he have like more in him though? You know what I mean? Does he have that?
So
I gotta find that.
Like, I remember watching this thing about like Goku versus Superman.
Oh, there's an actual thing. I know there's that one YouTube channel that like breaks it down.
What, like, Death Battle?
Is that what it's called? Maybe.
Maybe if
Death, I used to fuck with Death Battle, but like then they kind of like throw out some random shit. I'm just like, all right, I can't fuck with you anymore. I'm sorry.
Remember,
but
it could be like that one video, like when that guy's like, and this guy hit my chick, and right eventually there, I felt like Goku did when Frieza killed Krillin on God. Like,
okay, so yeah, Death Battle did Goku vs. Superman 8 years ago, and they have.
8 years ago. So what was Goku's like power level at that?
I'm pretty sure that Death Battle specifically says, because I remember watching that one, they said the difference is in the philosophy of how the characters are made. So like Superman is always as powerful as he needs to be.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
Whereas the whole point of Goku is that he like becomes more powerful through adversity and losing. So Goku would probably lose, but that was before Super, where Goku is just like fucking near.
Yeah. And yeah, just a,
well, god. Just, I don't know. I think like still like OP. Super Saiyan 2 or Super Saiyan 3 could take him, or at least
I think Super Saiyan 3 give him a fight. Goku wins. I think 2, I would still pick Superman. But I think 3 is where Goku would start pulling away.
Once we got into Super Saiyan, like once we got into Super Saiyan God, like it was over for Superman.
Yeah, I agree.
But
yeah,
at that point,
3, just because 3 is badass. Like,
well, like I mean, even at 2 or 3, literally you have like planet destroying, like beams. You're beyond faster than light. He can instant transmission anywhere he wants. He can obviously fly. It's like, I don't know. He could just go like.
I don't know what Superman's got in his arsenal, though. Like, maybe Superman, like, somewhere has that in him.
And to be fair, Goku doesn't have the same weakness. He doesn't have a straight up weakness like Kryptonite.
That's true. Actually, no. Yeah. Goku's weakness is that he's a dumbass.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Sonny Tater asks, I asked this last year and I'm curious to see if anything changed. What do you hope stays from the aftermath of COVID? Personally, Texas allowing to go margaritas is one of the best things coming out of COVID. I think just like how when you go to a basketball game, like I went to a Nuggets game recently. The first one where they like kind of allowed fans, whatever. It was like, I think only like 15 or 20% capacity. But like before the game started, you see like people spraying and cleaning and disinfecting. Like we should have been doing that like already. Like, so I just hope this, the trend of being overly cautious about the bacterias and clean, like just being clean. Like I feel like earlier big companies like that got kind of lazy with just like, whatever, wipe it down. But now you'll see spray. Nice, good wipes, you know, big kind of circles. Like, you know, now they're really getting in there. I hope that kind of stays.
I'll lead into what I hope stays. How many of you at home have gotten a cold this year? Yeah, that's right. You. COVID or any other sickness, I get it. But how many of you have gotten just a straight up cold this year, right?
I have not.
And like 99% of you are going to be like, I haven't gotten a cold this year. Yeah, guess what? Washing your hands works, gentlemen. So what I hope is people continue to obsessively wash their hands like they have been the past year. Because do you know why Blue Wesslow's not sick? It's because Blue Wesslow can be a germaphobe and washes his hands a lot. And I rarely get sick. So welcome to my TED Talk, wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
I'm just a walking Petri dish, you know.
Mr. Fruit's different. He's a walking Petri.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit it like Goku, you know, like hit me with that sickness. I'm coming back, you know, like give me all of them, you know.
See, but Mr. Fruit, see, but you don't get like sick. You get like, oh, my my muscles are ascending beyond Super Saiyan Ultra Instinct, but my body can't handle it.
Yeah,
and
I
now
hate
I'm
that.
Bedridden for the path for the next week because I blew up my back doing it somehow.
Be sick for a week, but game.
My chat when I was streaming Final Fantasy like a couple weeks ago, they were like, "Did you see Fruits in the ER or not the ER? Did you see Fruit went to urgent care?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that sounds about right."
Another day for me.
What the fuck was that about?
I'm not sure we talked about it, but it was a case of some vertigo.
Oh yeah, I think we talked about it because then I made a YouTube joke that I was just about to make again.
And I was just saying, like, the Fruit is literally the healthiest person I know, and yet he's also consistently the sickest person I know.
So what? What are you hoping stays, Christian?
The fact that no contact delivery.
Yo, that shit.
Yeah.
That just seems just drop like that it should have always been that way.
Yeah, I don't want to see.
It, oh yeah, it always should have been that way. Not
drop it at the door.
Give me
that. Yeah, thank you.
Drop it at the door. Take a picture. Do what you need to.
I remember when that like first came in, I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't have to work on my hot.
Don't
get too excited, Robert.
Like, yeah, you're about just, to open it. Hot.
Like, they're not your mother-in-law. Like, you know, like, just open the door.
You open it, you go, hi. They're like, really? That's the best you have?
You literally live two blocks away from that McDonald's.
Try again.
Crystal asks, how do you stay motivated for the gym or working out in general? Ever since COVID, I've been finding it hard to get back in the groove of things. Any tips is greatly appreciated. I can't just be like, go get a Peloton. Cause like, that is like not realistic for a lot of people. Cause it is a lot of money, but there are a lot of alternatives. Like there, like you can buy the Peloton, like classes, but then just have like a different kind of workout bike and kind of follow that way. Before that, I was just kind of walking and just slowly investing in like weights when it made sense. And when I found a good deal on Amazon or something like that. So slowly just kind of building my like at home gym up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Also my Apple Watch and like Fitbits, that kind of stuff helps a lot too.
I got something new.
Not wearing Apple. Is that the thing you were telling me about?
Yeah, it's Whoop. Interesting.
Whoop.
But anyway.
I like the name.
Whoop. I mean, I can't lie. I mean, I had a hard time. I have been going daily for like 2.5 years, and then everything hit, and then I didn't work out for like 4 months straight. I fell off the wagon too. So thing that just gets me back is, well, one, for me, it's always a catalyst. It's always like, all right. I'm too far gone. Need to reel back. But then also the fact that even now, like, I do it every day, but it's not always easy. It's just a matter of building a habit. Like, literally just do some push-ups, like, every day around the same time for a week. And then maybe throw in, like, a little walk or a little other exercises.
Yeah.
But literally the secret is just do something for 2 weeks. Show up to the gym. Go in there. Pick up a dumbbell, do like a curl and leave. Still better. And then you'll build up a routine, a habit. And that's the best way to do it.
And then blue Pelotons. Pelotons.
I do not Peloton.
I thought you just told me you Pelotoned.
I was making fun of you.
No. Free Will 99 says, if you could no longer eat pork, beef, or chicken, which would you give up?
Oh, chicken is the easy choice for me to keep. All the rest can eat my ass.
Well, you got to leave one. So you're down.
Yeah, I'll leave all of them for chicken.
Okay.
Chicken's so good, dude.
I would I would probably kick beef, and I would keep pork and chicken. Yeah.
I would definitely kick beef if I had to choose, like, immediately. Yeah, it would be beef.
What were the choices? Chicken?
Eat pork, beef, or chicken. One has to go.
Beef would go for me.
Okay.
Beef's just... I don't know.
Are we all in agreement if two have to go, chicken is the one that reigns supreme in that fight?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I agree. Sharkboy97 asks, if you were a master criminal, what would one of your calling cards be? Like the Riddler leaving riddles or the sad face killer leaving his sad face, etc. I would leave a packet of salt that a fan gives me at every convention.
Whoa.
I can't tell you how many packets of salt I've gotten at conventions from little fans. It's fun. So that would be like my calling card, because then it would have the DNA of a fan. And then they'd be like, what do these people all have in connection? And then they'd be like, they all follow this guy. But then by the time they find where I'm at, I'm already gone. You know, like I'm already. And then they find my next victim.
All my victims are found dabbing.
Oh, you like leave them in a dab?
Yeah, I like suture their arms and stuff so that they're just forever dabbing.
Oh, it's the dab! It's the dab murderer, huh?
So whenever whenever the criminal
another dab,
in, they just go,
another dab.
They're dabbing. Oh wait, they're dead.
Yeah, you know, like one guy like walks in and goes,
"You see that? The first time?"
Because like, they like, have love. Oh, like
this is the fifth dabber we got this week. And it's like,
the assistant to the forensic guy who's like walking.
Is he dabbing?
He do be killing it though.
It's kind of nice form. No. All of them would be in the Goku drip pose. And I would get him like one of the jackets.
You would buy an expensive jacket just to murder them in, and yeah. They'd be like, "Oh, it's the Supreme 3K
jacket, sir."
At least they died happy. At least they die with that drip, Colonel.
Any idea, Blue?
So I was going to make a meme, but I thought about this seriously. Okay. I have like a really bad psoriasis flare right now. So I was thinking Rob.
What is psoriasis?
Psoriasis is when your immune system mistakenly attacks your skin tissue.
Oh, okay.
So it like gets it like mad inflamed.
Okay.
So when I have like a really bad flare, like I'll have like little tiny skin flakes.
Okay.
That's why I wear long sleeves all the time. Okay. So I was like, I would be a terrible murderer because like they'd be on the scene and be like, what a dumbass. There's this DNA right there all over the place.
Just flakes.
Just the tiny flake. little dry skin the flakes skin just flake falling off.
Murderer.
The skin flake murderer. What a dumbass.
You know, whenever I think of skin flakes, I think of, you guys ever see Goldmember? Austin Powers? He like eats his like dry skin flakes. Yeah, there's like a character in Goldmember. That's a Goldmember.
I actually haven't seen any Austin Powers.
Oh, what?
What the fuck?
The first two are pretty good. Third one is like all right.
Yeah.
Blemish asks, what ridiculous thing has someone tricked you into doing or believing? I mean. Getting this COVID shot, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Trying to think too. I never really like given the peer pressure,
but it's like kind of crazy. But like I didn't truly believe her, but I pretended to believe her because all my friends were like, "Oh my god, this is gonna be fucking hilarious." But this like chick in high school like pretended to tell me like I got her pregnant when I knew that could have never happened. Well, I mean, like it could have if you catch my drift. But I mean, there's no way it could have happened. You know what I mean? But like she was like, yeah, and then like she told me on like. March 31st. So like the next day was like April Fool's. And I kind of assumed, prayed that was the case. And it happened to be the case. But like there was like 20% of me that was like, we might have fucked up here.
I can't think of something. I'm sure there's something. I just can't think of it right now for the life of me.
I mean, I wrote gullible on your ceiling if you look above you.
Oh, really? Oh no, what gosh, would you do if it was actually
there? Yeah. I planted it. That would have been sick. What about you, Luke? Can you think of anything?
No. I've just gotten yeeted by what's Ligma? Ligma nuts. Fuck! All the time.
Yeah, I guess DNO. DNO was.
I prank people with the things I fall for.
If it worked on me, it should work on someone else.
Yeah, I guess DNO is a good one to put on there. Brunger asks, would you guys ever try to make more Smash Bros. Content?
I would always love to, but Mr. Fruit always gets depressed when he plays against
me. Well, yeah, one, it takes a lot of effort to make those videos. Two, not a lot of people watch the video to appreciate those efforts. And three, Mr. Fruit is depressed on mode after he plays said game because he really wants to be so good at it.
He puts
the most time into it and then just gets stomped by people who don't put as much time as he does into it.
Well, that's like kind of the opposite problem.
It's the opposite.
I don't put time into it, but I want to think that I'm not bad, but then I never win, and then I get discouraged, and you would think, okay, we'll put more time into it, but then I don't put more time into it, and it's just this never-ending cycle.
At some point. Yeah, but
I mean,
nailed it on the head with all those other
The DLC characters, like, you know what? I'm going to get Pyron Mithrin to Elite. I don't care how long it takes me. And after about 2 hours, I'm like, I'm never playing Smash Brothers again.
and then I come back and I was like, how the fuck are these characters in Elite Smash? Like, it's been like 6 months. And Fruit's like, what? I'm just like, yeah, I have like three characters in Elite Smash. I haven't played this game in like 8 months. And he was like, oh, must be nice. I'm just like,
I did get Mewtwo in there once.
I just got here, Mr. Fruit. I just got here. You can't be doing this to me.
But yeah, every time it's like a blue signal. Like, it's been like months since I've heard from Blue. I pull up Smash. He's like, yo, we smashing?
Dude, and then I'm like, oh, streams. No. And you then Blue like, comes in and you guys don't think I'm sitting there, but I am creeping on your streams.
Oh.
Thanks.
I think the last question. Oh, no, we have two questions. Judo Narwhal asks, question for Fruit. Have you played the new League of Legends champ? And if so, what do you think? ?
Yeah, I only played her like day one of release.
Is that the scissors person I saw?
Yeah, Gwyn.
He had us?
Is that scissors in Spanish?
Yes.
I learned something today. Tijeras?
I wish I was better at top lane. She's very interesting. Late game, she can just like poop on AD carries. Anyone that can't get away from her. But she can kind of easily be kited. And early game seems real rough. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about her. I feel like as other people figure her out, it'll get more. I think her kit's interesting, though. And like an AP on hit is pretty fun. And I like the theme, the thematic of the champion and everything. But I'm just waiting for more junglers.
All right. Well, someone's typing in the Q&A thing. Fire Rasengan. Oh, there you go.
Rasengan. If you
say it one more time
again,
the wrong way.
If you say it again one more time.
Whatever.
If I
can't say squatch.
Have consequences.
Squatch.
Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Squatch.
What's a thing, literally anything that you wish you had, but know you will be bored with it in less than a month? I wish I had a Gungnir, which is a CSGO skin. I should have bought it 3 months ago when I bought my other skins, because now I'll never be able to get it ever for a reasonable price. I could have 3 months ago, but I know like I would have it for like two games and be like, oh my God, look at this fucking thing. And then it would just like my other skins just kind of be a skin that I have and kind of lose that appeal, but other people go like, oh my God, your skin is so sick, and then like you kind of are just like, yeah, like thanks, man. But I so that a Gungnir, but yeah,
I'd say like a sports car or something. I don't even think it would last a month.
But you think you'd have
he'd go right back to his little
back to my Camry. That gas mileage, dude. Like,
you just don't like driving. Right, you also like don't enjoy the act of driving. Like, you don't enjoy, like, my dad will just be like, yeah, I just took out my car and just drove. Like, why? like why would you do that? Like, but there are people out there who just enjoy driving. I think Blue likes to just kind of drive sometimes.
I do like driving.
Yeah.
Great head clearer.
Couldn't be me.
What about you, Blue?
I feel like I'd be the same. Like, if I got like a GTR, like, I'd be like, this is the best day of my fucking life. But then it would be like, all right, I'm going to go inside and play video games now.
I don't know. I think that thing would turn into your fucking baby if you had a GTR.
I would think that too. But like, I know, like, I'm going to get a GTR and I'm just going to be like, this is awesome. I'm going to take it everywhere. Oh, and then like, I'll just be like, oops, got to go raid in Final Fantasy.
I'd be so happy.
It's time.
God, if I had a GTR.
What color would you get? Like, have you ever thought?
I don't know. Like, they had like their classic, like, little, like, charcoal gray.
It's you're just talking like new GTRs. You're not talking like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking new GTRs. Or, I'm not an old GTR man.
Yeah.
Sorry to all those.
I think they look weird, and I think they just kind of look like any other, like.
Yeah, I was never, like, a big fan of them. I've always been a new GT, a new generation GTR stan.
Yeah. The new GTRs are cool. But yeah, that'll do it for the podcast today. Thanks to you, Stans, for joining us.
Thank you, ladies and gents, for watching, listening. GG over easy. This episode's a little bit shorter on stuff because,
still a good episode. Good length, I think.
Yeah, the...
Good length, good girth.
I had it. Okay, so I had it recorded for the Stans. And then as I put in the sub, like, thing where I had my Sasquatch thing, my tax documents showed up on the recording. So if I don't have it uploaded today, it's because I had to go into Adobe, cut out 3 fucking seconds of a 2-hour video, and then I have to re-upload said 2-hour video. So that's why it comes out later. That's why.
And that will do it, I think. We'll see you next week with updates on, you know, Pokemon Snap and...
On our asses.
Other things. And I don't know, whatever happens in our lives, as we do with every week. So,
Woo! Crazy
we're nuts,
shit.
Dude. God, the things we get up to every week. Just.
We're so crazy.
How do we keep up, dude? It's like.
How do we do it?
Even like crazy bachelor lives. Those guys are like, man, I wish I had lives like theirs. Like, that's
man,
nuts.
Man,
this is
fruit. Urgent this background hell yeah.
I mean, look how that's crooked. Dang. And then just how there's also a blank.
Wow, he's so different. He's okay by admitting he's his so faults quirky. By putting up a picture that's slightly offset. Yeah, he must Peloton. I bet Alex is his trainer.
That just shows my interior decorating design. Was he a Pelotoner here? And then a box.
That's the episode. Thanks. Bye.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.